we as Palestinians, millions of us living under Israeli occupation, would like to receive visitors. And we would like to receive visitors openly and honestly saying they are visiting Palestinians. So we had a group of visitors who wanted to just come and find out what's going on and learn about the situation in Palestine. The Israeli government had other plans. Its idea is that we are not there. The Israeli government will not allow anybody to come here openly to say that they are coming to visit Palestinian areas. And so this is because the Israeli government has a lot to hide in terms of its occupation policies, ethnic cleansing, home demolitions, segregation, destruction of people's lives, illegal imprisonment of thousands of people, and torture and so on. So it wants to hide all these things from the world. So it does not like visitors. It does not like anybody come neutral who's going to see the situation for itself.
There are some estimations that up to 2,000 activists would come to Israel first and then enter West Bank. How many activists managed to get in?
Well, last year we had 700 people who answered our call to visit us as part of this week-long activity called Welcome to Palestine 2011. And then in this year, Welcome to Palestine 2012, more than 1,500 people answered our call and were willing to come. Unfortunately, you know, Israel did every trick in the book to try and stop them, including lying about their intention, pressuring airlines and pressuring some European countries to prevent their citizens from their rights, their freedom of movement, the right to visit. This is violation of international law and violation of even the Israeli diplomatic agreements between those countries and Israel, because Israeli citizens are not certainly prevented from visiting France. Since Israel occupies Palestine, Israel was actually built on top of Palestine by the destruction of 530 Palestinian villages and towns and imprisonment of the remaining Palestinians. We Palestinian prisoners, basically, in our own country, believe that even as prisoners, we have a right to a visitation. A prisoner has a right to visitation, and international law guarantees it. So, you know, how many entered? Very few entered. Less than 25 managed to enter through this blockade on the West Bank. So hundreds, you know, nearly 2,000 people could not even board airplanes in Europe and come visit us, which shows the racist system of the state of Israel.
How do you comment the collaboration of European airlines who prevent their passengers to even board the planes towards Israel?
It is shameful and it is sad. In one instance, even Air France asked the passenger if she was Israeli and she said no, and asked her if she was Jewish and she said no. So then they took her off the airplane. She's 23-year-old, a French citizen. So this is an amazing racism that they... The French airlines and some European countries have become basically subcontractors for the occupation, subcontractors for racism, subcontractors for apartheid. This is unacceptable, and many European citizens are now demanding answers from their governments and from their airlines about this. And I think you will see a lot of repercussions from this, including legal lawsuits, including involving the European Union and the Commissions of Human Rights in Europe and others on this issue.